Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with chocolate cream puff swans. That's right, word to your moms, I'm here to drop swans. Yes, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and what says I love you, Mom, better than a chocolate and cream filled decorative bird? And while they may look very difficult to do, kind of complex, they're totally not. They're super easy, and the first step is the dough. So to get started, we're going to melt some butter in some cold, fresh water over medium heat. And we'll also throw in a little pinch of salt. And basically all we're going to do is wait for this to come up to a simmer. And as soon as we see that start to bubble, we'll give it a stir. And then we're going to go ahead and dump in our flour all at once. No gradual stirring. Dump it in and start stirring with your wooden spoon. And what's going to happen in about 30 seconds to a minute, that's going to all come together, kind of pull away from the sides. And it should look something like that. So this is going to happen very quickly. So don't go anywhere. Just dump in your flour and keep stirring until it kind of pulls away from the sides and forms what looks like kind of a greasy dough. And once that's happened and it looks like that, we're going to go ahead and pull it off the heat and we're going to let it sit for about 10 minutes before we mix in our eggs. Now at this point, while it's still hot, I'm going to add one optional ingredient, a little bit of sugar. Classically, this dough does not have sugar in it, but since we are going to use these for cream puffs, I'm going to put a little bit in. And yes, if you're wondering, you could have just added that sugar right to the water. And once it's cooled for about 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and stir in two eggs, one at a time. So we're going to crack in one large egg. We're going to use our wooden spoon to stir it in. And after a few seconds, you're going to be convinced this is not working because it looks horrible. It looks separated. It looks all slimy and broken. But don't worry. Just keep stirring. And eventually you'll get some traction. And it'll go from slimy to sticky. And you're going to keep mixing it until it looks like that. And then go ahead and add your second egg and mix that in thoroughly. And the same thing's going to happen. You're going to be like, oh no, I broke it. I've disappointed mother again. No, you haven't. Relax. Just keep stirring. And then once that second egg is mixed in and it looks like that, stop and transfer that into a piping bag, or you could just use a plastic bag. That's what I'm going to use. So I spoon that into a freezer bag. I'm going to go ahead and cut off the corner and a pretty big cut. For the bodies of these swans, we want a good amount of dough. And then we're going to go ahead and start piping. And basically what we're looking for is kind of a roundish, ovalish shape that will just kind of pull and taper off at the end, something like that. And I did a few and I thought they were looking pretty good, but then my muscle memory from culinary school 30 years ago kicked in and my wrist was like, don't keep the bag flat against the pan, pull it up at like a 45 degree angle. You will get a much more swan-like torso. So that's how I did the last few. Although as you'll see, it really doesn't matter. And speaking of not mattering, don't be afraid to pipe right down to the end, even though they might look a little screwed up on the pan. And you may totally fail trying to fix it with your fingertip like I did here. You'll see when they bake, they look amazing. So we're going to go ahead and pipe out our swan bodies. And at that point, we're going to go ahead and put those in the center of a very well preheated 425 degree oven for about 20 minutes or until beautifully browned. And while those are cooking, we're going to go ahead and make our heads and necks. So kind of the same idea. We're going to take some of our dough, only this time I'm putting it in a small plastic bag with a much smaller opening in the corner. And we're basically going to make the heads and necks by piping an S, kind of a skinny S shape. And then once the S is done, we'll go back to the top and kind of pipe a little bit of a head shape and kind of pull away to make the mouth. Although ideally, it doesn't look like the head's been run over. So it took me a couple to get it down. But just like with the body, the old muscle memory came back. And I remembered the key to the head was the quick pull away. So we're going to pipe out some necks. And as you can see, I'm using Silpats on the baking sheets. You can also use parchment paper. And once those are done, we'll go ahead and pop those in the oven too. And the heads and necks are only going to take about 10 to 12 minutes. So I do like to pop those in about halfway through the baking time of the bodies. So when that timer rings, the heads and bodies should be pretty much finished together. And the necks will look something like this. The bodies were also done perfectly. Like I said, you want to cook those until they're beautifully browned. And by the way, I'm just pulling them out of the oven here to give you a look. We're going to put those right back in the oven, which is turned off at this point. I'm going to open the oven door to let most of the heat out. And then I'm just going to crack the door open and let those sit there cooling in that warm oven until completely cooled. And that's going to help dry them out a little bit, give them a better texture. So let them cool completely in the oven. And at that point, it's ready to build our birds. All we're going to do is cut off about the top third. I usually like to cut from the larger end to the tapered end. So we're going to cut that off like that. And as you'll notice, these are pretty much hollow, which makes them ideal for stuffing with things. And then for the wings, we'll simply cut that top in half. And that's it. So simple. And then once those are prepped, we're going to go ahead and fill the bottoms with chocolate ganache. And as you may know, all that is hot cream poured over chopped dark chocolate. We let it sit there for a couple minutes. And then we stir it. And it doesn't look good right away. Kind of like when we were mixing in the eggs. But in just a few seconds, it comes together into a beautiful, beautiful, shiny chocolate ganache. And then once our chocolate ganache is done, we're going to go ahead and fill the bottoms of our cream puffs. You could spoon it in if you want, but that's really messy. So I went with the old plastic bag trick again. But anyway, we're going to fill those bottoms with chocolate. And when that cools, it's basically going to be the same texture as like a chocolate truffle. And then once our birds have been chocolated, we'll go ahead and pipe in some sweetened whipped cream. No, you're not allowed to use that stuff in the tub. And here you can see I am using the piping bag with the star tip so I can get some feather-like texture. So we're going to go ahead and fill those up with whipped cream and be generous. This is, after all, a cream puff. And then after those are filled, we're going to go ahead and take our wings, put one on each side. And of course, raise your hand if you were going to put both wings on one side. But anyway, we'll stick in those wings. I'm not sure if it looks better with the flat side up or the rounded side up. It probably doesn't make a difference. In fact, I think I mixed a couple. And then once those wings have been stuck in, the last step, of course, we're going to complete the look with a neck and head. Just push it down in. And that chocolate cream puff swan is finally taking shape. And right here, this is why you want to make a few extra heads. Oops. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and finish those off. And then if you're not going to serve them right away, you're going to want to keep them chilled. Otherwise, that whipped cream is going to start getting a little weird. And then when you are ready to present these to mom, we will finish them off in style with a little bit of powdered sugar. We will dust those good and proper. And those chocolate cream puff swans are officially done. Check it out. So for such a simple recipe, it really does look impressive. But anyway, as mom will tell you, looks only get you so far. So let me take one of these down. And this is my method. I go head neck first. Then I'll tear off one wing and eat that. And then I'll press the other one down and go full cream puff. Not only was it gorgeous, it really was delicious. And of course, mom's just going to think it's a regular cream puff. But then when she bites in, she's going to get that chocolate surprise, which is just an absolutely delicious combination with that pastry and that whipped cream. And hey, we all know moms love surprises. Remember when you got that tattoo? So I really do hope you give these a try. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info, as usual. And as always, enjoy.